Bright Future, Winter 2022, read by Brian King and Kevin Treese. This newsletter contains 16 pages, approximate reading time, 30 minutes. This recorded edition contains the entire text of the print edition. This newsletter was produced for the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Bright Future, a publication of the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired Division, Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services. Volume 37, Number 1, Winter 2022. 300 Northeast 18th Street, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73105. 405-521-3514. Toll free 1-800-523-0288. Fax 405-521-4582. TTY-TDD 405-521-4672. Email olbph@okdrs.gov. Website www.olbph.org. Bright Future is also available in Braille, on Oklahoma Telephone Reader, on Oklahoma Recorded Magazines, and on our website. Download 24/7 to your device. Did you know OLBPH patrons can get books and magazines on their favorite smart devices, usually in a matter of seconds? If you didn't know, don't worry, you're certainly not alone. The National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, NLS, recently surveyed patrons and found 56% had never heard of BARD, our Braille and Audio Reading Download Service. BARD allows readers to access approximately 109,000 audiobooks at any hour, 7 days a week. Web Braille readers can select from more than 21,000 Braille titles. To start downloading, all you need is an account, internet access, and a computer or smart device. So stop waiting days for books to arrive through the mail and get signed up for BARD today. To set up or modify your account, call OLBPH at 405-521-3514, 800-523-0288, or email olbph@okdrs.gov.
Director's Column by Kevin Treese, Library Director. Some things you plan for, and some things, well, you manage as they occur, or in most cases, a combination of both. That's the way it is with retirements and the occasional moving on and moving in of library employees. Last issue, I featured James Jenks' retirement, and since then, library technician Mabel Stripling has taken over the responsibilities of maintaining our talking book player fleet. As 2021 left us, so did librarian Sammy Willis. See feature article on page 4. We all wish her the best in her new retired life. We were also very fortunate to get a new hire in the Ames Center. See her introduction on page 3 to start 2022. All things considered, the library enjoys a healthy stability of veteran employees loving what they do and sticking around for a long while. Speaking of employment, I would like to employ, albeit not paid, the services of our patrons, caretakers, and all library stakeholders. The COVID virus has brought unprecedented challenges to our service, including reaching out to Oklahomans who could benefit from it. Events have been canceled, senior living facilities have had to restrict access to visitors, and other limitations. We need your help to spread the word and share how OLBPH can help improve the quality of life for people who are blind, visually impaired, have reading disabilities, or are not able to comfortably handle a traditional book. Even given these challenges, library services continue to improve through the deployment of duplication on demand. Multiple books are now available on one cartridge. New patrons will never be frustrated waiting weeks for book requests because of all copies being checked out. We simply download book requests to a patron-centric cartridge and off it goes. How cool is that? Cheers!
Meet the new member of the OLBPH family. Hello, my name is Dominique Washington, and I am the new library technician at the Ames Center. I previously worked at the Mercy COVID Vaccine Clinic and later at the General Surgery Office. Libraries have always been special to me, and I am excited to have this position with the OLBPH. I graduated in 2020 with a degree in history. In my spare time, I enjoy reading and watching cooking shows. When the weather becomes warm again, I would like to visit the surrounding state parks. I also have two dogs who run my life. I am happy to be a part of this team and the amazing work everyone here does. Reader Advisor Sammy Retires by Andrew Shockley, Administrative Librarian. Our colleague Sammy Willis retired at the end of December 2021, having completed 14 years of service to blind, visually impaired, and physically disabled library patrons here in Oklahoma. She is an Oklahoma City native, graduated from the University of Oklahoma, and received master's degrees from the University of Central Oklahoma and Southern Connecticut State University. At various times in her life, she has been a librarian or taught school in Tulsa, Houston, Connecticut, Arkansas, and of course, Oklahoma City. She has been a steady and frequently requested reader advisor by many of our loyal patrons over the years, and we all appreciate her dedication to serving Oklahoma patrons. In retirement, Sammy will have plenty to occupy her time. She loves her close friends and plans to enjoy spending even more quality time with them. She's a fan of classic movies, the Oklahoma Sooners, and of course, it will not surprise anyone to know she loves reading. Sammy is passionate about animals and is a supporter of the Audubon Society. In particular, she is enthusiastic about that organization's Hog Island Raptor Sanctuary in Maine. Above all, she loves her Havanese dog, Bo, and is looking forward to spending more time with him. While our patrons will continue to have great reader advisors to speak with, Aaron, Kayla, Marka, and myself, we know they will join library staff in wishing Sammy a joyous and auspicious retirement. Shipping Delays for Large Print Talking Book Topics by Andrew Shockley, Administrative Librarian. The National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, NLS, has informed us that due to significant and worsening supply chain issues and worldwide paper shortages, the Library of Congress will be unable to print and ship the large print January-February 2022 edition of Talking Book Topics, TBT. Furthermore, NLS has warned us that such paper shortages and supply chain problems are expected to continue through much of 2022, likely affecting future TBT editions as well. If you are signed up for the audio version of TBT, you will receive your Talking Book Topics issue as always. If you download audiobooks from Bard, you will continue to be able to download the audio version of TBT. For those of you who are currently signed up for the large print format of TBT and would like to switch your TBT subscription from large print to audio, or you want more information on our great downloadable audiobook service, Bard, please call and ask for a librarian. OSLS sets date for important event. Oklahomans for Special Library Services, OSLS, the Library Friends Group, will hold its annual meeting on Thursday, May 19th. The meeting will be held at the Lyons Town Hall Building, 4135 Northwest 10th Street in Oklahoma City. We will be gathering between 11:30 and noon. There is no cost for this meeting, including our lunch, which includes meatloaf, baked chicken, and lots of good side dishes as well. Our guest speaker will be George Nolan, a member of the famed Buffalo Soldiers. Buffalo Soldiers was a nickname given to members of African American cavalry regiments of the U.S. Army. The nickname was given to them by the American Indians who fought them, starting in the 1860s. Many served in what was then Indian Territory, our present-day Oklahoma. To learn more about the Buffalo Soldiers and their history, you may want to read DB 68915, The Buffalo Soldiers, A Narrative of the Black Cavalry in the West, by William H. Leckie. Another good title is DB 59297, Kathy Williams, From Slave to Female Buffalo Soldier, by Philip Thomas Tucker. We hope you will plan to attend. You won't be disappointed. To sign up, call me at 405-942-3413 or send an email to jaydoudna@cox.net, jaydoudna@cox.net. The deadline to contact me is Thursday, May 12th. We look forward to seeing you there. Duplication on Demand Mailing Cards, by Andrew Shockley, Administrative Librarian. Those of you who are receiving multiple titles on cartridges through our Duplication on Demand process probably have noticed the white mailing cards are a little different than previous mailing cards. Duplication on Demand mailing cards do not need to be returned to us with the cartridge and plastic mailing case. Our return address is already imprinted on the blue plastic mailing cases. When you are done listening to a Duplication on Demand cartridge, all you need to do is 1. Put the cartridge back into the plastic mailing case, then 2. Remove the white mailing card with your address on it and recycle it or throw it away. 3. Lastly, send back to us the plastic mailing case in the mail so we can mail you another cartridge. That's it. The previous old-style mailing cards, which only have one book per cartridge, still need to be treated the same as always by turning the mailing card over to return to us. If you aren't sure which kind of books you receive, you can call us to check for you. Volunteer Spotlight, by Brian King, Editor. Silver linings in the dark cloud of the horrible COVID-19 pandemic are few and far between, but the subject of this season's Volunteer Spotlight represents one for OLBPH. Angela L. started reading for our Oklahoma Telephone Reader, OTR, service in the early months of the pandemic and has already become one of our favorite volunteers. "I am so honored to be a part of the OTR volunteer family," Angela exclaims. Before her volunteer service here started, Angela was a part of OLBPH's extended family for many years through a close connection to our parent agency. "My mom retired from the Department of Rehabilitation Services, DRS, several years ago, and she had introduced me to the services provided by OLBPH," Angela explains. "I researched and applied to volunteer opportunities about 2 years ago while I was between jobs during the first summer of COVID." When she resumed her professional life, Angela continued to volunteer by reading newspaper content that OLBPH patrons can elect to hear over their phones. "I'm an HR professional in the healthcare industry now, but have worked in retail, hospitality, aerospace, and radio in the past," Angela said. "I have been reading columns from the Oklahoman twice a week and as needed other times. Mostly I read obituaries, market prices, and horoscopes, sometimes the Nation briefs and other articles, anything OTR coordinator Steve Dowdy needs. I hope to be able to do larger projects in the future as well." Angela was born in southern Oklahoma and has lived in numerous other places, but knew she wanted to return and settle in the Sooner State. "I was born in Durant, yes, Durant, Oklahoma, lived all over the country growing up, and then raised my kiddos in one spot here in Oklahoma. We have a house full of fur kids, too," Angela says. Even though she reluctantly agreed to be profiled in this regular feature, Angela generally tries to avoid the spotlight. But she doesn't shy away from her praise of OTR and emphasizing what a valuable service it is. It is also a great fit for her attractions to reading and helping others. Not only do I love reading in general, but I love the idea of connecting with members of our community in this little way that I can, Angela said. When this season's featured volunteer was asked what final thoughts she wanted to leave with readers of this profile, she chose words of encouragement. However you can continue using or supporting the services of the OLBPH, please do. Book Corner by Andrew Shockley, Administrative Librarian. Do you ever want to find out if the book is better than the movie? Here are 11 titles in our collection that have been made into films. Enjoy! DB94139, Can You Ever Forgive Me? Memoirs of a Literary Forger by Lee Israel. This humorous and engaging memoir is from a former best-selling biographer and describes the astonishing caper the author carried on for almost 2 years in the early 1990s. Having fallen on hard times and desperate to hold on to her apartment, she forged and sold more than 300 private letters by such literary notables as Dorothy Parker, Edna Ferber, and Noelle Coward, among many others, in order to pay her bills. The film version was released in 2018, starring Melissa McCarthy. DB25111, Swiss Family Robinson, by Johann David Wies. In this classic adventure, a Swiss clergyman and his family are sailing to Australia. A storm causes them to be shipwrecked on a deserted island, and the family must use their ingenuity to overcome all dangers and to make a happy home. Published in 1812, it was made into a movie at least twice, most famously by Disney in 1960. DB08474, Shogun, by James Clavell. This epic is a detailed saga of the struggle between two Japanese warlords for the title of shogun, the military dictator of 17th century Japan. The struggle is viewed through the eyes of an English sailor who is shipwrecked there. It was turned into a television miniseries in 1980, starring Richard Chamberlain and Toshiro Mifune. DB58875, Dr. No, by Ian Fleming. Deadly danger awaits James Bond when he goes to the Caribbean to locate two missing agents. His antagonist is a maniacal doctor with an array of fantastic weapons. Published in 1958, it was made into a movie 4 years later, starring Sean Connery. It was the first James Bond movie produced and established many of the well-known aspects, tropes, and music commonly associated with the long-running series. DB58223, Breakfast at Tiffany's, by Truman Capote. This is the popular tale of Holly Golightly, the former Texas child bride whose intoxicating personality takes the story's narrator and Manhattan itself by storm. The film version was released in 1961, starring Audrey Hepburn. DB50906, Valley of the Dolls, by Jacqueline Suzanne. Three young women become best friends as each seeks success in the world of show business. Their dependence on pills, referred to as dolls, becomes their way of coping with life. Its film version was produced quickly after the book was published. These days, the film is best known for co-starring Sharon Tate, one of the victims of the 1969 Manson murders. DB22959, Lonesome Dove, by Larry McMurtry. This epic western centers on former Texas Rangers and their adventures running a cattle ranch near the Mexican border. The novel was made into a popular television miniseries in 1989. DB25677, The Godfather, by Mario Puzo. What more can be said of this classic? The world of the Corleone crime family and the underworld of the mafia is revealed in this novel of paradoxical terror and benevolence. Its film version reached theaters in 1972 and is counted among the greatest American films of all time. DB53160, Roots, by Alex Haley. Roots tells the story of Kunta Kinte, an 18th century African who is captured and sold into slavery and transported to North America. The novel follows seven generations of Kinteh's descendants and their lives in America. Roots was made into a popular television miniseries in 1977. DB31404, L.A. Confidential, by James Ellroy. 1950s Los Angeles is the setting for this noir crime novel. Three policemen, each with his own albatross. Ed Exley tries desperately to match or exceed his father's success as a cop. Bud White watched his father murder his mother, and now he is a ticking bomb. And Jack Vincennes has his own little shakedown business going. It was made into a highly acclaimed film in 1997. DB86234, Hidden Figures, by Margot Lee Shetterly. This title profiles the black female mathematicians who worked for NASA during the space race and discusses the discrimination they had to battle while playing a vital role in getting America into space. The popular film was released in 2016. Using Bookshelf to Find Magazines and Book Titles, by Andrew Shockley, Administrative Librarian. Locating specific magazine or book titles on a cartridge containing multiple titles is easy if you use the Bookshelf feature on your digital player. It allows you to navigate back and forth through the cartridge to find the magazine or book title you want to read. Follow these steps to locate the magazine or book you want. 1. Insert the cartridge into the digital player. 2. Hold down the green Play Stop button until you hear the word Bookshelf. 3. Release the Play Stop button and tap down on the white arrow-shaped Fast Forward button to the right of the Play Stop button to move through the titles on the cartridge until you hear the title of the magazine or book you want to read. To move back through the titles on the cartridge, follow steps 1 and 2. Then tap down on the white arrow-shaped rewind button until you hear the title you are seeking. The Back 40, by Jim Kettler, Contract Monitor, BEP Training. Where does inspiration come from? I think it is different for every person who was ever inspired, and may even be unique to every instance of inspiration. In about 1976, I worked for the chain of TGNY Stores Corporation. At that time, I supervised the mailroom. It was a really busy mailroom, serving over 900 retail stores, several division offices, and about 10 warehouses. One day, a coworker came through the mailroom and said, "Cary Grant is in the reception room." I thought, "Oh yeah, and Mickey Mantle is touring the parking lot." In a few minutes, another coworker came through the mailroom and said, "Cary Grant is down in the cafeteria drinking coffee with one of the buyers." That's when I decided I had to investigate. I went to the company cafeteria, and when I walked in the door, there was Cary Grant drinking coffee with the head of the buying department. My jaw dropped. I blinked my eyes and went over to them. I shook hands with Cary Grant. We exchanged greetings, and I went back to work. It was a little unreal. Our receptionist, Patty, said she got a peck on the cheek from Mr. Grant. She said, "Isn't he good-looking for 72 years old?" That's when I had the most foolish thought of my life. I was only 28 years old at the time, and I thought, "I hope I look that good when I'm 72 years old." Well, I'm now 73 years old, and I can tell you that I missed the mark miserably. That thought never left my mind, though. In fact, that whole story is just to explain the inspiration for a poem, maybe even song lyrics, I wrote recently. A few days ago, I was thinking about that long-ago encounter with Cary Grant and the silly thought that went through my mind that day. From that, some words started coming together in my head, and before I knew it, I had the beginnings of a poem that could even become a song, probably a country song. Read it and see if it doesn't sound like a country song. "When I get to heaven, I'm going to look like Cary Grant. I'll sound like James Earl Jones and do all the things that here I can't. I'll be tall and slim and handsome. I'll sing like Vince Gill does. I'll play guitar like Roy Clark and be cool just like Elvis was. Well, it's not a prize winner, of course, but it was fun just writing it down. Do you ever become inspired at times to write a book, do some wood carving, take up a new pastime, or just any new activity? The sources of your inspiration could be any number of things, but the important thing is to act on your inspiration. Quite a few years ago, I heard the late Zig Ziglar speak at a national conference. He told the story of how he had been inspired to lose weight. He was already a well-known motivational speaker at the time, and one morning he caught a glimpse of himself in the mirror just as he was getting dressed. He said, "There I was, speaking every day to crowds about how they can be their very best if they just think positively. And there I was, a big fat boy who wasn't listening to myself and had the size to prove it." He went on to tell how he decided to start jogging to get in better shape. He said, "The first day I put on my new jogging suit and ran to the mailbox. I was out of breath, so I ran back in the house. The next day I ran to the mailbox next door. In a week, I could run to the corner and back. By the next month, I could run around the block, and in a few months, I had lost over 100 pounds and could run a mile." Inspiration comes in all kinds of packages, sometimes in the form of shock or even disappointment. But however it comes, if we act on it, it can change the direction of our lives. Act on your inspiration, won't you? You might just change your world. How do you want to receive this newsletter? Email users, are you okay with having Bright Futures show up in your inbox 4 times a year? Or would you rather have a large print copy delivered to your mailbox? Perhaps you received this issue in the traditional mail, but have a working email address and would prefer electronic delivery. Email is more affordable, faster, and much easier to distribute. You can help us improve efficiency by sharing your email address with us. It will not be used for any other purpose or shared with any other organization, so you don't have to worry about getting more unwanted messages. If you would like us to change how you receive Bright Future, please let us know by calling 405-521-3514, 800-523-0288, or emailing olbph@okdrs.gov. Bright Future is the official publication of the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. It was printed by Heritage Solutions in El Reno, Oklahoma. It is published 4 times a year. Kevin Treese is the library director, and Brian King is the editor. In providing information to readers of Bright Future, the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services does not endorse any product or service referred to by this newsletter. This publication is authorized by the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services in accordance with state and federal regulations, with copies deposited with the Oklahoma Department of Libraries Publications Clearinghouse. Cost of printing and distribution was $2,605 for 2,500 copies. DRS does not discriminate on the basis of race, color, national origin, age, gender, religion, genetic information, gender identity, sexual orientation, political affiliation, marital status, disability, or ancestry in employment or the provision of services. For additional copies, contact the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, 405-521-3514. End of Bright Future, Winter 2022. Recorded in the studios of the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, February 2022. Monitored by Jill Womastic. Reviewed by Scott C.